Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. No shut up on a payday Friday. We're in a good mood.
Oh, man.
And you're in all black Johnny Cash.
The man in black.
Yeah.
You know what he once said about Bob Dylan? Bob Dylan could rhyme the tick of time.
Now, I like that.
Uses words like numbers. Speaking of numbers, we got a lot of big games this weekend.
We got big games tonight.
This is a great sports
weekend. Why am I yelling? I'm just excited, man.
We got Cowboys Niners Sunday.
We'll see.
World Series starts tonight.
Yeah.
Warriors at Utah tonight.
Yeah.
And then they play their home opener on Sunday against the Clippers. Tulane at North Texas tomorrow.
Oh, no, that's my niece's school, so
that's
I'm
right.
watching. Yeah.
That's right. Well, your younger niece. This is the youngest.
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever met her, right?
I met the whole clan.
Did you?
When I came over for the...
relax.
Function. Shout out E40.
How you feeling, buddy?
Dude, seriously,
Can anybody take any of your analysis today seriously? You're in a Michael Irvin jersey.
It's CeeDee Lamb.
Oh.
Okay, but it was inspired by Michael. Hey, I'm wearing this because there's going to be a funeral and I'll be attending Sunday at 5:20. The Niners are winning this by 20.
They're fighting.
They cannot afford to lose this game. They own
They couldn't
Dallas.
Afford to lose last week, according to me.
No, but that's different. That's Andy Reid off a bye, Mahomes. Dallas is a mess. And we got some great guests that'll, you know, give us some insight behind the store on what's going on. But Steiny, the Niners cannot go, and I mean this, 3-5 into the bye. But I'm licking my finger, putting it up in the air. The winds are telling me in the Bay Area that I don't feel the energy from the Niner fans about this game.
Really?
Like, normally it's Bloods and Crips. I don't feel it. And I'm wondering, is that because they're 3-4, they're hurt, or they lost to Mahomes again last Sunday? I don't feel it.
Well,
I've heard that before.
Maybe we can change your opinion.
How it like you see it.
When you hear Dallas, San Francisco, I mean, what do you think? What do you think? I think of two teams that are once great franchises. Not that they're not now.
Well, the Niners just left the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, but two franchises with long dry spells. That's the way I look at it.
Wow.
And I know the Cowboys haven't even gotten there.
That's why I say the Niners are like, they've been to three, Steiny.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Man, tough start for Goo.
What happened?
Already. 650 says wrong. Every Niner fan in my circle is pumped.
Well, tell them to call in.
And then the 925 Goo. We know this is your reverse psychology tactics.
This is not reverse devil tongue.
If it walks like reverse devil tongue and talks like reverse devil tongue, it may be reverse devil tongue.
I just can't wait to see the approach from the Niners. Go ahead, Steph.
We got three guests today. Jesse Holly, Cowboys wide receiver, 2010. He's going to join us at 11. 11:45, Barry Church, former Cowboys safety, played there from 2010 to 2016. And then George Teague, he played safety for the Cowboys from 98 to 2001.
He's the one that hit T.O. at the start.
He's the one.
Yeah.
You know the Cowboys history more than I do.
Yeah, when T.O. ran to the store.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. And I guess we got Brady again on the call.
Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't.
We'll see.
No, we got Al Michaels. We got Tirico in
Collinsworth.
Tirico was on with the roast.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
We had a half-hour interview with Tirico. He's great. He's terrific. I got an unbelievable
stat.
No.
I'm in a good mood, man.
Why?
It's payday.
I thought your Cowboys are in trouble.
Well, I've accepted that. Come on now. I'm living that.
Playoffs?
We got the Dodgers-Yankees. It takes me back to my childhood with Norm watching Reggie hit three. Steve Garvey. Come on, man. Dusty Baker. And there's stars everywhere. They're fighting.
Nah, there's two stars. Ohtani and Judge.
And Soto?
Soto's a half a star.
Freeman?
Who?
Freddie.
Oh, Freddie.
Mookie Betts? Stop it, Steiny. You're trolling, man.
And
the uniform combo is old school, man.
You see what Tulane's wearing this weekend?
No, I didn't.
They're wearing the light blue helmets.
Who they got, Steiny, again?
North Texas, the mean green. Go Green Wave. 2-5-2 teams. And I told you, Tulane's got to run the table. And
I wonder if there's any Tulane fans in the Bay that could call to be like,
absolutely no doubt about it.
Well, there's no Tulane bar.
You're
like
wrong.
There's a Packer bar.
You're
bar in the Bay.
You're wrong, and you know not what you speak of.
Tell me how I'm wrong. Prove
it. The North Star Bar in an area called North Beach. You can catch Tulane football there. Well, those are facts.
You can catch anything at any bar.
I get emails from the school because my daughter goes there.
Wow.
Yeah. We got Tulane fans in the house.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We got one. 888-957-9570. You buying Goose saying he's not feeling the furor, the fire, the excitement of this game? I'm looking forward to it. I know that.
Let me
ask you this, because we're going to rely on Goo's knowledge today. Who needs this game more? Now, be honest.
The San Francisco 49ers. No, Steiny.
Why?
If Dallas loses, they are the Niners right now, record-wise. They're 3-4, and it's not over, you know, math-wise. If the Niners, to me, go 3-5, we know you've been injured. We've known you lost to Kansas City. Your last place right now, technically, in the NFC West in your own division. I just don't. And I think we got some sound over here at Lynch was talking about he expectations. Greenlaw back. McCaffrey. Can't give you a set date, but guys like that will be coming back. My question to the masses is, if you go 3-5, who's to say you're not going to go 3-6, but what are those guys then coming back to?
They're coming back to needing to make a run. That's what they'd be coming back to.
Right.
Needing to make a run.
But if you keep losing until they get back, that becomes, that gap is widened. That's
all. The game
is
more urgent for the Cowboys. Because the Cowboys play in a better division than the 49ers. The 49ers have an avenue to the postseason. Mm. Winning the division.
Right.
They might
for
be, able,
now, though, that
they might be able to do it.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because Washington.
That's always the first. That's always the
Philly
first.
Philly and Washington can lose a couple, and then Dallas is looking at their division like the Niners are currently looking at theirs.
No, but we're looking at the divisions the way we're looking at the divisions.
Right now.
And the 49ers, you know, now, you don't want to. You lose this game, all of a sudden you're behind the Rams, and you're in last place.
Can we put a rat on the table?
Okay.
This is a big game from Brock Purdy. The optics. No, Steiny, I'm saying it, and it's not me telling you I don't think he's all that, and I gave him the certificate of greatness and the $60 million. But let's be honest. He was not good against the Cardinals. He was good against Seattle, and he was not good. It was his worst game last week against the Chiefs. I need to see against what I believe is a lesser opponent without Micah Parsons, who I don't think is playing, and DeMarcus Lawrence. Steiny, can you eat Brock? I think maybe that has something to do with maybe Niner fans or me just feeling like it's not big. And maybe it's basketball starting. I don't know. But I'm not getting it.
5-1-0, nobody even knows where Tulane is. It's in New Orleans.
Oh, that,
get
that
in the game, 5-1-0.
That was trolling. They had to know.
It's not the biggest school in the world.
You been there?
No, but I'm going in a couple weeks. Parents weekend.
So will you miss time during the week?
Temple at Tulane.
Oh, boy.
Parents weekend.
They're
going to sell out Uelmann Center.
So when do you get back?
Stadium. Don't worry about it.
No, I want to see when I get out with Evan.
We'll see.
Well,
yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. 888-957-9570 is the number. Cowboys in town Sunday, 5 o'clock start, 5:25, I guess, is the official kickoff time. Debo Samuel, he's likely to play. Juwan Jennings, he doesn't sound great. McCaffrey, no. Ayuk, no. Hargrave, no. Greenlaw, go.
Jesus.
No. Who else does that leave? We can figure it out on the other side. 888-957-9570. Your 49ers are struggling, fans. What do you want to see from Sunday that'll make you think, hey, maybe we can get this thing back on track, and maybe even it started with the win? What do they need to do?